Well, praise the Lord. I was just listening to one of my old recordings and, oh, I'm going to delete it. I guess I learn more stuff as I go along. This is about help for demoniacs. A demoniac is somebody that has a demon, or two or three, or whatever. And there's help available if they can find somebody that knows how to cast the demons out. Or if they get one of my tracks, it teaches them how to cast the demons out. The demons are just, they're foul things that get attached, glom themselves attached to us, man. They need to be cast out. And if you can find somebody who wants to get rid of the demons, the way to get rid of the demons is to have Jesus to be the Lord and Master and Savior and even God of your life. And that's the trade. They can get rid of the demons and stay out of hell if they receive Jesus Christ. And, you know, if they want Jesus or they already have Jesus, they believe in Jesus and trust Jesus, well, let's just cast the devils out of these people. You know, or show them and help them to cast the demons out. There's the real problem that everybody has with demons is not being able to recognize them for what they are. They pollute people's minds with their own thoughts, with the devil's thoughts. And they pollute their bodies with the devil's feelings. And so it's very difficult for somebody to understand the difference between their thoughts and the demon's thoughts. And very difficult for people to understand the difference between the lust of the flesh and the lust of the mind and the demon's lusts, because they're all being manifest in the same person. And so it's difficult to understand that. But when somebody understands that they do have a demon, and that these thoughts and feelings are not proper, and they're not something that they want to have anything to do with, then we need to help them get the demons out. And that's just that simple. The devil's lies. The devil will tell you it's just the lust of the flesh, and you need to repent, you sinner. And you repent, and repent, and repent, and you repent, and you repent. And the devil just is going... Oh, we fooled him. He's just snickering in the back. And just having a good time. Just buffaloed. They buffalo you. They'll do that. They're just lying devils. And most folks don't know how to recognize them. But if you have the Holy Spirit, then you have some discernment of spirits. And you know when there's a lie from the pit of hell coming out of somebody's mouth. And it's something that we do. We pull every thought into captivity, and that's not just our thoughts. It's other people's thoughts. You know, we weigh them, and we gauge them, and we discern what kind of where it's coming from. And so we have some idea whether somebody has a demon or not, and if you think that they do, you can ask them if they know anything about demons, or if they've been afflicted, or if they know, you know, you don't want to really accuse them of having a demon, because the demons hate being exposed. And if the demon has overcome that person, or the person has no idea they have a demon, then the thoughts of the demon run zoom right through their thoughts, right through their brains. And they think that they're their thoughts. The person thinks that the demon's thoughts are their thoughts. And so these thoughts, you know, it's a real war. So you don't want to really expose the demon until the person wants to get rid of the demon. It's kind of a touchy thing. You just can't accuse people of having demons because the war's on. Between them and you. And people don't like being accused of having demons, and you lose friends like that. And it's not walking in love. We're supposed to walk in love. So if you know somebody you better love them. And when you're loving on them, you can be grieved over their pollutions and defilements and sins and demonic inhabitations. And you can touch base with them about where these thoughts are coming from, where these feelings are coming from. And you got to bring them along to understand sin is going to take people to hell, not the demons. Rebellion to God is what takes people to hell, and people need to get saved before they get delivered from the devils, because the devils just get right back in again unless the Holy Spirit's there and the person is strong enough to resist the demons. They have to recognize them, and they have to be able to stand against them, and they have to be able to cast them back out again, because a person that has had demons and go to sleep without them and wake up with them all over again. You don't have to do nothing. The devil says, well, he's sleeping, let's just sneak back in. And he does. He does that. And so the problem is that everybody that has a demon needs to learn how to cast out the demon. They need to know how to recognize it, the difference between their thoughts and the devil's thoughts, their feelings and the devil's feelings. And they need to understand and learn not only how to have a relationship with the Lord, but to stand in the authority of His name and cast these demons back out again. Now, we're not the Savior of the world. It's not our job to go around and cast the devil out of everybody that's got a devil. That's not our job. Our job as Christians is to help people who want to get set free from the devil and the demons, to bring them to the Lord and get filled with His Holy Spirit, and taught how to stand and resist the devil with holiness and love and patience and the power and authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's right. One step at a time. So rejoice in the Lord and the power of His might. Praise God. So that's good for one recording, huh? I mean, praise the Lord. So that's some help for demoniacs, and trying to help everybody learn how to minister to a demoniac. Okay? Lord bless you.